For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Students are leading a rally calling for gun reform at Dallas City Hall, across the street from the National Rifle Association's annual convention. Joining the students are members of Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense and Every Town for Gun Safety. Activists say the focus is on regulating gun violence, not taking away guns.
We are here to have our voices heard and demand action from our lawmakers. If our government continues to be beholden by the NRA, then we have no choice other than to vote them out in November.
At the NRA convention, President Trump had this to say.
98% of mass public shootings have occurred in places where guns are banned, just so you understand.
During his speech Friday, President Trump said there's no more sign inviting to a shooter at a school than the gun-free school zone sign. Trump told NRA members they need to be vigilant in the face of anti-NRA forces. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Dallas yesterday, Cleveland today for President Trump. He's attending a roundtable in Ohio focusing on the Republican tax law. Trump says it's not tax reform, it's tax cuts.
Well, tax reform might mean your taxes go way up. It could mean a lot of bad things. I said, here's what we'll do. We're going to call this plan the tax cut plan. Tax cut. C-U-T. Tax cut. We're going to cut taxes. We're not going to reform. We're going to reform, too.
The rally comes just ahead of Ohio's primary election Tuesday. Part of his trip is a fundraiser for Republicans. Trump says he thinks Republicans will do very well in the midterm elections. Iowa's Governor Kim Reynolds has signed into law the nation's strictest abortion regulation. Most abortions are banned if the heartbeat can be detected.
I understand that not everyone will agree with this decision, but if death is determined when a heart stops beating, then doesn't a beating heart indicate life?
The governor acknowledging a long court fight is ahead. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
This may be just the beginning in Hawaii, where the Kilauea volcano continues to erupt on the Big Island. Michael Poland with the U.S. Geological Survey tells CBS.
Well, the spate of earthquakes that we've seen over the past week were mostly related to the motion of magma underneath the ground as it broke rock in order to get to the site that it's currently erupting. But over the last hour or two, we've seen a pretty significant increase in strong earthquakes, magnitudes 4 and 5, that suggests that this intrusion of magma has pushed on the flank of the island. It's actually caused the flank to move outward a little bit. Certainly as possible, this is just the opening round. Oftentimes we see short duration eruptions from small fissures before the mass of magma beneath the ground sort of gets it together into one eruption with a little bit more power.
Hawaiian Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard says it was important for her to come down to the area herself to see how evacuees are doing.
It's been good and important to be able to be here and see firsthand what's going on both in the ground and the air, and to hear from the residents about the concerns and challenges that they're having in this pretty precarious situation.
600 earthquakes have hit the island since Thursday. NASA's first launch from the west coast of the U.S. goes off without a hitch. As an Atlantis 5 rocket sends the lander and two CubeSats on their way to Mars, NASA's Mars InSight is on its way to the Red Planet to explore the unseen interior of Mars and listen for Marsquakes. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.